hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. I am so pleased to introduce today Shannon Connor, who is a loyal friend, a wife, a cookie baker, first in line at the potluck, last to leave the dance floor, and founder of Gather, a wellness community resource. Shannon, tell us a little bit about a few defining moments of your life.
Okay, just a few. Let's see, I would start with in high school, I was a dancer all of my life, and I was really motivated to join the high school dance team. However, I did not make the team the first two times that I tried out. Tryouts are annually, so I had to wait a full year and work on my skill set to try to join the team again. And I made the team as a junior, which was very rare. It was more common to make it as a freshman and stay on the team all 4 years. And I just reflect on that a lot as being such a young age and being so focused on a goal. I remember visualizing wearing the uniform as motivation for those extra classes and really tried to improve my skill. And I just had this rush of emotion when I saw my name on that list for the first time and just was so excited. And one of the most exciting things that happened as a result of that is that it became more common for older classmen, so anyone not a freshman, to try out and ultimately did make the team. So it added a unique mix to this group that was usually pretty locked in for a 4 year period. So I think about that. Mm-hmm. So that was in high school. In college, I originally attended the University of Kansas, and about halfway through my freshman year, I realized, man, everyone around me is having this great experience that I don't feel like I am having. And I tried to dive more into the activities that I was involved in and really kind of felt like this is just not the right fit. More importantly, academically, it was not the right fit for me either. And after much convincing, I did transfer to Oklahoma State University mid-year as a sophomore. And that really set off a chain of events that completely, I don't want to say changed my life, but I can see a direct correlation to that change on many things, including starting Gather. While I was at OSU, I was an intern at the Serentine Wellness Center, something I thought, oh, this will be easy to do. I have to do this for my marketing degree. Okay, fine. Well, that was really the beginning of my wellness academic journey. And while I was doing that, I was just like, I want to do more of this. So that's just one example of a pattern of events that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have thought, you know what, I'm not getting the experience that I want. So let's make that change. Of course, I can't not add to this list meeting my husband, Andrew. I met him at OSU shortly after I transferred. That was a pretty exciting time. You know, I thought he was just this cute guy and that would be that. And now 16 years later, I get to call him my husband. So it's been really interesting story for he and I. And I have a lot of gratitude that he's been with me through all the different changes that I've made professionally and personally.
That is so exciting. You mentioned Gather. I want to loop back to that. Tell us more about this concept and what inspired it.
So Gather was inspired by a feeling of without here in Oklahoma City on a personal level. I am constantly seeking out the newest fitness activity, the newest, you know, spa, the newest restaurant, what have you. And while Oklahoma City has changed so much in the many years that I've lived here, and that's really exciting to see. So I've been able to kind of always be checking out the new thing. I was realizing last fall that I was seeing a huge disconnect between the state's health statistics, which are one of the lowest in the country, or rather one of the worst in the country. That's probably an easier way to explain that. And yet I am seeing a thriving wellness community. And so I thought of, man, there's such a huge disconnect here. What could I do? Well, as I mentioned, I was an intern at the Seroutine Wellness Center, and that sparked an academic interest to pursue further education in wellness. Based off of that experience, I went on to grad school at Ball State University and received a master's in wellness management. And so I really got to dive into how does wellness play in every aspect of our life, both educationally, from a children's standpoint, from the professional who's at work all day, to the family unit. And I thought, you know, wouldn't that be really cool if I started something that could connect, or rather build a bridge between these two opposite truths? And you should know, I've never started a business. This was a very kind of alarming concept that rushed into my brain, but I just couldn't let it go. And I was like, well, I guess I can see what this could be. And I just started taking notes and connecting with people. And it's been really gratifying how excited the community is, both people who participate and people who are practicing the feedback. But even more importantly, how I do this point with Gap is that I, for 10 plus years, have been, and 10 years in, and I had graduated from the University of New Mexico School of Law, proud alumni of that university, and had taken the bar exam several times here in Oklahoma. And I just kept hitting a wall. And that's my light way of saying that I did not pass the exam. And that was really frustrating. Of course it was. It's still very hard to share that. But every time I do, I feel really empowered, because not every pursuit is the end. Mm-hmm. And so it was at the time that I was thinking, I'm no longer going to pursue law, which that came with such an emotional journey that I, you know, sought professional help with. Shout out to my therapist, shout out to therapy in general. And it was like, as soon as I decided I'm no longer going to pursue law in the traditional sense, as far as like passing the bar exam and becoming a lawyer, it felt like the other half of my brain opened up and all these ideas came pouring out. And that is what has been the seed that had planted the idea for Gather. And I'm just about to hit that year mark of timing of all that. So it's been quite a whirlwind, but it's been really exciting. And, you know, I'm a big believer in when you feel like when the universe continues to open doors for you, keep walking through them. And that has been my experience with Gather. Whereas the bar exam was a very definitive door that continued to be locked. So I thought, you know what, let's just pursue this. That's how I got here today.
Amazing. Yeah. Eventually it feels like you're banging your head against the wall, and it's like, okay, something,
you know, this isn't going the way I want it to. What do I really want out of this? And it made you reevaluate. So that's really interesting. And, you know, I was going to ask if that kind of led you to dive deeper into the wellness space, but you answered that it did. So it makes a lot of sense. It kind of came full circle and brought you to where you were supposed to be. So tell us, you know, amid, you know, all of that time, what was keeping you inspired and, you know, what specifically led you to the inspiration of, you know, just taking the dive into the wellness space?
Okay, I'll start with answering what keeps me inspired. I sort of already touched on it in that I get really excited when I am presented with the opportunity to check out new things. That's both here locally and even when traveling. I'll give an example of traveling. I mean, it could be anywhere to Dallas, Chicago, someplace not super different than here. But I was in Paris a couple of years ago, and I was in an Uber going off to some museum that my husband and I were excited to check out. We were at a light, and so I was looking at the intersection through the backseat window, and I saw a yoga studio on the corner. And yes, it caught my attention because it was adorable. I was like, well, what's that? Like, let's check that out. Mm-hmm. And cut to 2 days later, I'm in the 8 a.m. only French-speaking hot yoga class in Paris. It is important to know that I barely know any French. Mm-hmm. I can maybe ask for a red wine politely in French, but that's it. And of course, where is the bathroom? The ultimate thing everyone needs to know in any language, I firmly believe. So I go to this yoga studio and it's packed. And I was really excited about this experience, this opportunity. And of course, I was the first person there. And I say, of course, because I'm like, don't be late. You know, I'm already American in Paris. I don't want to be such a stereotype. So I get there first. The instructor also speaks English. So we're having a conversation. She sets me up. I get in there. I watch everyone come in. It's very consistent with any other yoga studio I've ever been to. A huge change, though, was the instructor, right as the class was about to start, turned to me. I'm not sitting in the front row. I'm near the back. It's a windowless studio, which is important to know. And she said, "You only speak English, right?" And I was like, "Yes." And everyone had turned to me. And I said, "But that's okay, because the through line here is that a lot of yoga words are already not in French nor in English, and they don't translate in French." So I was like, "I actually know what you're talking about because of a shared dialogue that is necessary to follow any yoga class." And I have that as an example for what keeps me motivated, because you can find what you're looking for anywhere, which is really my eagerness for starting Gather, that I really want to debunk the myth of you can't find that here, or that's not available in Oklahoma City. And while potentially that could be true, it's like, well, then I'm going to do that. I'm going to facilitate that in whatever way that I can. And the community support has been incredible, and eager and excited to also meet the expectations that people have or don't even know that they want yet. So I don't know if that answered the second part of your question, mostly because I forgot what it was.
No, so that was perfect. Thank you. And, you know, thank you for sharing all of this with us. You know, I know a lot of it's personal, but I love the yoga studio's story. Some things are just, you know, kind of cross-cultural. So that's definitely amazing. Tell me about your future and where you're headed and, you know, what you want to see in the future for Gather and what you want to see for yourself.
So on a personal note, I see myself in the future, or I'm hoping that through Gather, I feel a deeper connection to my Oklahoma City community. I have had the luxury of living in many states over the past 10 plus years, and my husband and I have decided to put roots down here in Oklahoma City. And this is now actually my third time to live in Oklahoma City in the last 10 years. And as I said before, so much has changed, and I'm really excited to be part of that change, or to shine a light on that change, as well as feel more connected within the community.
I feel that same way. I'm always telling my girlfriends who live in like New York and DC, like, it's really cool here. Like, I swear there's just so much that was here, that's here now, that wasn't here when we were younger. But yeah, tell us about your proudest moment so far and, you know, what it meant to you.
I would say that my proudest moment, I really think my proudest moment was coming to terms with switching gears on my professional pursuits, because it was a really hard decision to make. Or rather, I should say, it was something that I had felt internally for some time, and I questioned it because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just because of disappointment and frustration. I wanted it to be motivated with, I guess, more positive adjectives. But then sharing it with my cheer squad, you know, those closest to me, my loved ones and friends, that was really nerve-wracking. And I was really surprised that that made me so nervous to share. And it should be noted that everyone that I've shared this with, who's been on one career path with me and now I'm switching completely to something different, has been overwhelmingly so supportive and nice and excited. And, you know, they want to know updates all the time. I mean, more so than, you know, boring old Shannon who's studying all the time. I mean, you know, it's just been an interesting shift. And so their enthusiasm, definitely, I'm so grateful for, and it keeps me going for sure. But that switch has, while very recent, I would say that it has been my proudest moment so far.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you, to help us reach other wildly capable women.